episode 1143, How to Stop Breaking Promises.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week, and it is time for you to rise and shine. It's time to fill your heart with joy. It is time for Mindset Monday, How to Stop Breaking Promises. Let's dive deep. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, failures, successes. One you want to minimize, the other maximize. In order to achieve that, you must learn how to stop breaking promises with yourself. It's a must. Anytime you set yourself up with an escape route to the other side, where you don't have to work as hard, when you don't have to make many changes, and when it doesn't require extra time, all of this adds up to another broken promises. All too familiar. And these are promises we make to ourselves. This is not a promise that you're making to someone else right now. We'll talk about that on a little bit today and on other episodes, but this is a promise that you break with yourself. Growing up, my mom and dad were very persistent when it came to keeping promises. They saw promises the way God kept his promises. When they made a promise, it would take a life-changing event for them to break their promise. Today, I see too many ways out to breaking promises. It's easy. The number one, I'm too busy. You commit, right? We commit. And then we run away with the excuse, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize how busy I was. I double booked myself. I triple booked myself. Oh, I hope you understand. I hope you don't mind. Words have power. Commitment, loyalty, integrity, but we don't anymore. And we don't do it with ourselves. We sell ourselves short. You know, words have power. They give and they take away. And for our life, most of the time, it's taking away. When our mindset begins to adopt the easy way out or where failure is less likely, that's the direction we gravitate towards. It's magnetic. You can think of breaking promises alluring and charming. Strange? Yes. True? Yes. Anything we can do to not get hurt more, that's where we go. It's a protection mechanism. We don't want to be hurt. We're set up for that. Our minds are like, okay, danger, right? You go to a hot stove and you go to touch it and you feel a little bit of heat. Immediately your body says, whoop, whoop, whoop. The alarm sounds and you pull away before your hand actually touches. Or you learn the hard way and you've touched it at some point, know it's hot. And then the next time your brain automatically, it's the subconscious. It's deep within us. It is amazing. It's incredible, but it's also destructive. How can something so beautiful that keeps us safe be so destructive all at the same time? Well, because we allow ourselves, we buy into this factor of, well, I don't really want to be hurt anymore. So what is it going to take for me to protect myself? However, if you desire to be in a different place, making different decisions to change your life, to become your best selfie, you have to figure out how to stop breaking promises to yourself. And if that's your goal, to stop breaking promises, then you have to stop the buts. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Stop the buts. The word but in the English language, well, it gives you a way out. That means there's something on the other side. And some of it can be good, but most of the time, no. Huh? Did you hear what I just said? But most of the time, it's not. I want to lose weight, but I don't know if I can. Or, but I don't know how I will do it. I want to start a business, but I don't have the time or the money. I want to have a better marriage, but I don't have the energy to work on it. I want to get out of debt, but I want to go back to school, but what buts are you using in your life? Think about the sentences. When I was writing this, just doing my outline, and then I thought, oh my goodness, when I record this, how many buts am I going to say? I don't know. I haven't counted them. Maybe I should. I know I've already said one, not counting them, using them in the example, of course. You know what I mean. You want to stop breaking promises. Stop the buts. And in order to stop the buts, well, let's break it down. You have to know the ins and outs of your buts. Something we don't talk about. It sounds a little strange, right? If you went up to a stranger and said, you need to know the ins and outs of your buts, they're going to look at you and go like, okay, lady, you are on something. You need to go have a drink, or maybe you don't need a drink. Either way, you have to know the ins and outs of your buts. Know how many buts you're using in your day. How often are you using them? What are you using them with? Is it only things that you're saying? Is it in your conversation? Is it in your conversation that you have with a certain person at a certain time of day? All of these things, and I know that you're like, whoa, but that could be overanalyzing. No, you want to stop breaking promises to yourself. You have to stop the buts. And in order to stop the buts, you have to know the ins and outs of them. You have to know where they're coming, how you're using them. Number two, you have to alert yourself to how you're using them with others. That is a huge clue. For example, your hubby. Thank you for helping me out, but I wish we could have done more. When you say something like that, how did that compliment or that thank you really fare? It didn't. It just fell to the ground. It's an empty thank you. It doesn't pick him up at all. Instead, you should say, thank you for helping me. It meant the world to me. Now I can't wait to do this again. Whoa, game changer. Do you see how it was totally different? Because that butt is like that, that extra jab where you don't want it. It's like, you don't get it. How about your child? This dress looks nice on you, but this one might be better. Okay, yeah, I know I've said that, I'm sure, many times in a dressing room. However, there's a better way we can say it. The dress looks nice on you. Let's try this one and see what you think. Then you're not sitting there and your child doesn't think, oh my gosh, she says this dress looks nice on me, but this one's going to look better. Well, if this one looked the way it did, man, I thought I felt really, really good in it. And what if she puts on that other dress that you said, I think this will look better, and it ends up, she just feels frumpy and bigger. How is that helping her esteem? I know this three-letter word can totally be destructive when it comes to our mindset, when it comes to our goals. It's a stopping point for you fulfilling your promises, your dreams, your goals. And finally, number three, you have to end with a period. I've already given you a couple examples when, you know, you're looking at how you use the buts with others. I want to give you another example, as this is one that a lot of us can relate to. I want to lose weight. How am I going to do it? It sounds so much better, right? It's a period. It's not, oh, I want to lose weight, but I don't know if I can, or I don't know how I will do it. When you say that, you've already given yourself that, okay, if you don't find what you're looking for, it's okay, girl. No big deal. It is a big deal. It's your health. It's your well-being. It's your body. So instead, end with a period. I want to lose weight. Period. How am I going to do it? That right there is a total shift. If you want to start making more money in your business, it's not, gosh, I just wish I had more income, but I don't have enough time. That doesn't do anything to bring you to the goal that you want to. It just holds you back. It makes you your own hostage in the current situation. If that's where you want to stay, then guess what? Keep using all the buts you want to. But otherwise, you got to stop the buts. Maybe you want help with stopping the buts. I know for me today, when I was, you know, doing this outline and before I had recorded, I had this all in my mind. I even dreamt about it. I'd taken a quick little kind of energy power nap And my husband came in and said, have you recorded yet? And I said, oh, no, hon, I will. I said, but I felt like it because I dreamt it. And in my dream, I was counting all these buts that I was saying. And I was going back and I don't know if they were real. I can't, you know, during my dream part, I really wasn't like keeping it. I can't tell you what I was thinking when I was dreaming because it's so gone. Some dreams I remember, others I don't. I just know that butts were in the dream. And it's not that I got big butts and I cannot lie. It's not that one. Okay. I know on a Monday, you know, I got to get you laughing somehow. But it is the butts, the butts, the butts, the butts. And I kept thinking, how many times have I used butt today? I'm sure I've used it at least 20 times. And now I'm thinking, how many times have I held myself back years ago, not knowing how this really impacts me? How often am I holding back my own children, my husband, not meaning to? However, our language, what we use, the words we say, they create our now. You want to create your now? You have to be aware of everything. Mindset, mindfulness, being present, be present, be incredible, be you. That means you have to be aware. You're alert to. You are in the moment. You're not thinking about 10 minutes from now that, oh, wait, I've got to go here and pick up the laundry at the dry cleaners. No, you're listening to my every word, hanging on it. You know what your eyes are doing. You know what your heart is pounding like. You know if you have a restful breath, or are you running right now and you're trying to catch your breath? That is knowing where you are. That's your mindset. That's being mindful in your life, where you're going, where you're headed in the moment. Be present. Maybe you want some help with the butts in your life. Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Life is scary, but it's a journey, and it can be a beautiful journey. Did you hear my butt there? Yes. And that butt was put there for a reason. Life is scary, but it's a beautiful journey. You see, I want you to focus on the beautiful journey and not the scary part. You want some help with that? Click on that link. That will begin our conversation. We will get you scheduled for a coaching call with me. It's free. Maybe you've never experienced coaching before. That in itself can be very scary. I promise you, I don't bite. And it's a gift to you. I believe so much in you. Where you are right now in your life, God has a plan for you. Click on that link. And that will begin our conversation. Take AIM. Action ignites motivation. Jeremiah 29:11 says this, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. No buts about it. God has promised you. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.